tell me, with your career and your experience, what led you to Gemini? What excited you about a chance to come back here and all what we did?
Well, Tuck, if you don't mind, let me back up just a little bit, just a tad bit of introduction, and then I want to answer that question. I'm a native Texan. My dad was in the Navy, lived in Alaska, Florida, Kansas, several places in Texas, but lived in Arlington, that's between Dallas and Fort Worth, where I grew up. I played multi-sports, and I was fortunate enough to get a baseball scholarship at Texas A&M University. And anyway,
yeah,
I played. Well, anyway, we'll move on from there. But my degree was in architecture. I had a 7-year degree or career in architecture. Moved from there to real estate development, and from there to network marketing. It looked like I had a 7-year itch there for a while, Chuck. I was 7 years as an architect, 7 years as a real estate developer, 7 years as a network marketer. Then that extended into more than 30 years. I found my home finally, and I'm just thrilled with the industry and thrilled to be back working with people I know, like, and respect. And I'll go ahead and answer your question in terms of why Dynamax, that's a Freudian slip. That's the company, of course, that you and I and Laura and so many other people met. But it really was because of the relationships and the respect that I have for the owners and the management team of Dynamax, now Gemini, Bill Ladwig, Jay Archer, Jeff Fairforth. And it's just interesting, like we're putting the band back together in a way. I know Jeff left shortly after I did, and he came back, and then the timing was right for an extension of an invitation on behalf of Jay and Bill to me through Jeff a few weeks ago, and the timing was perfect, you know. And in real estate, the most important thing is location, location, location. But for me, in terms of network marketing, it's timing, 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 coupled with leadership. Nothing supersedes leadership. And I really do have a tremendous amount of respect for Bill and Jay and Jeff. Of course, I know Sundra and Kevin and a lot of the other guys and ladies on the team, but there's no quit in these owners and Bill and Jay. I was so impressed when I heard that they were starting Gemini. Dynamax was with that rock line, but it didn't quite get to where they wanted it to be. I mean, in terms of a lot of things, still a fantastic company, but the fact that they re-upped and put forth that new effort to start from scratch and start a new company in this wonderful space of hemp oil told me a lot. Actually, it just reconfirmed to me, Chuck and Laura, what I already knew about these guys, just their commitment and so forth. So the timing for me was great. I had just come off an assignment helping another company get launched. I've done that a few times since my experience with Dynamax. Love that. I really am a consultant at heart. I like to make things better. On my tombstone, they're going to say that Jim thought there was a better way. And I think that there is a better way on most things I looked at. My architecture degree really taught me how to think, how to evaluate things, how to look at it and re-architect companies, that type of thing. And not that I'm necessarily a guru, but I've had a lot of experience, and I look at things from the inside out. And again, I love this industry. It levels the playing field. It's the last bastion of the free enterprise system, if you want to say that. I think in the years ahead, 90% of people, either they will or they should be in some type of home-based business, is my personal belief. I just think that if we're heading that direction with the social media, all the different types of, you know, tools we have today, and again, the timing of not just Gemini. I love the fact, you know, Kevin Young and you guys have laid such a firm foundation. Kevin Young, some of you don't know that, but he and I have been friends for a dozen years. I met him through another major company he and I work with. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. I'm so sorry that he had some health issues that prevented him from going down the road here, but he's already assured all of us that he's not but a phone call away. So, again, this continuity, Chuck and Laura, is just so affirming to me. The welcome I've gotten from people like Chrissy and Joe and Eva and people, you know, that I've known for years, it's just so welcoming to me. So it makes my heart really feel warm, you know, to be welcome. I think it's just meant to be, Chuck. That's what I think. Laura, of course, I have just love you guys, as you know, and just more excuses for us to golf together, fish together, and maybe you'll teach me how to do alligator hunting together one day. But anyway, but I could go on. I think I'll put a pause. Maybe we can move into maybe another line of questioning if you have some other questions. Chuck, does that pretty well give you the background you're looking for. Over 30 years now in network marketing, and I've learned a lot of things not to do, frankly, but I've also learned what at the core of very successful companies, what you have to have. And that's the people, the product, the purpose, you know, and the potential. And we've got all four of those P's lined up. Maybe they're not tweaked as well as we're going to, but they will be soon with everyone's help, Chuck. So let me go back to you, and you direct this kind of however you want me to go, but back to you, buddy.
Hey, Jim, I want to say something real quick. And for those of you that don't know, we did get the chance to work with Jim a few years back with Dynamax, which was absolutely awesome. But one of the things that you said, Jim, which I think was huge, and I have said this out there in the field before, but when you're talking about the owners, we're very fortunate to have the owners that we have, that they're not willing to quit, and they're willing to go that extra mile to make this happen for us and do whatever they have to do. And they listen to the field, they help us. But I'll tell you, whenever you're in this industry or whatever, there's always times sometimes where somebody might get frustrated, that kind of thing, and they be thinking about, you know, maybe quitting or giving up. And there's one thing that Tuck and I always said, that we would never, ever quit. And that's what got us to this point. And we won't. We will be here until Tuck says, till the ship goes down. But yeah. One of the reason that I bring this up is we love this industry. It's done so much for us. And the reason I bring it up is there's one thing you taught me back then, Jim, and we had a meeting in Palatka. I think it was, yeah, it was in Palatka. It was Ditto's meeting. And you got up there and you talked about a story about a gentleman who was in another network marketing company. And I don't know what the company was, what the name was. It really doesn't matter. But he was in a network marketing company and the company started not do so well. And everybody got discouraged and most of the people left except for him. And he stayed. And that company ended up making it, and it grew, and he ended up to make millions. And right. So, you know, the whole thing is when you find a home, and we have a great home with great products, with great owners, you don't quit. I mean, you keep going because we know where we're going. So that's one thing that I learned from you. And so I kind of wanted to share that out there, and I think that's really huge for people. So with that, I just want to go on. We've got a couple questions here that we wanted to ask you. So... after more than 30 years in this industry, what is your philosophy, attitude, and beliefs about network marketing?
Well, I want to dovetail into what you just said. The man's name, I won't give his last name, but his name was Ray. And that absolutely is a wonderful story that I'm reminded of many times. Everybody in that company, there was a lot of reasons to quit. And over the first 11 to 14 months, everybody did quit except the owners and Ray. But he just, you know, he just tied a knot in his rope and he wouldn't let go. And they finally got some financing and financial situation straightened out. And he did go on to make millions of dollars in that company. And that led to another company where he's made tens of millions of dollars because of his attitude and because of his commitment and because he found a group of people that he believed in, the ownership team. So you're absolutely right. If this is working for anybody, it can work for you. And the only way anybody fails in network marketing is they quit. If you do not quit, you will be successful. That's just the way it is. Now, our job, now moving into my philosophy, is to make a level playing field for everyone. By that, I mean, not everybody is as good looking as Chuck is, you know, or as smart as you are, Laura. But maybe I got that the other way. I actually think it's all on Laura. I think she's the prettiest and the smartest.
I'm better looking and smarter, okay?
Yeah, well, you are. But the personality of people is going to be what it is. You know, that's just what it is. And we can always grow ourselves. We can always be working on ourselves like you two are and the leaders of this company and every network marketing company. But when you are involved, you know, with that, you just stay there in terms of your commitment. But what I like to do is put together what I call a system for this, a duplicatable system. People talk about, you know, go out and get two or four or three and that duplicates, and that's easy to say, and that's a great strategy, but it is not, it's not always quite as simple as that. Sometimes you need to know exactly what to do. So when you make that first call, what do you say? Is it a video? Is it a product demonstration? Is it something that you can go to? Maybe Like Chuck, when he's playing golf, he probably has a sweet club that when he's, you know, within 100 yards, he knows he's going to hit that, you know, that 56-degree wedge, that 52. He's got confidence in that club when he gets in a certain range. We need to have that type of confidence, all of us, in a, what I call, you know, a systematic approach. Whether let's put in that at wheelhouse of a video, or I know if I can get people to try, you know, our products, it'll work, whatever that might be, where we have thousands of people doing the same thing over and over again because it's been proven to give a certain percentage of results. What I don't like is to cross your fingers and that's your hope, that's your strategy. I hope this is going to work, and so you try something new all the time. Well, that's okay maybe for the first week or two, but you know, pretty soon, or month or two, but pretty soon we need to come together. And this is part of my philosophy, is find out what's working, streamline it, simplify it, automate it, to where everybody is, you know, pretty much doing the same thing. And again, personality, whatever. Some people like to do trade shows, and that might work for some type of people. But what I'm looking for always is an approach that every person can, and you know, can use. And it takes not their personality totally out of it, but let the tools do the talking. In other words, let whatever you've got that is perfect every time, whether that's a video or a PowerPoint presentation or whatever, find that secret sauce, find that step-by-step process that the average person can achieve extraordinary result by just running the numbers. It's run the numbers, run the numbers, run the numbers with a system that has proven to be successful. And it's up to us as leaders to find out, vet out those systems. And we've been, you know, you guys have been doing that over the last 4 or 5 months. So that'll lead into kind of my next, you know, topic, if you will, is with that philosophy in mind of trying to find out that system and simplifying it. So it's like do chicken right. You know, it's a situation where you put it in here and it comes out here, that type of thing. And your personality's in there to bring credibility and that type of thing. But the other thing is, of course, following up and having what you talked about earlier about that no quit attitude, is that you're going to make a commitment to yourself. I like to say to your loved ones, to your significant other, to your children, whatever it is, and I'm going to make 5 presentations a day, or I'm going to make 10 approaches a day, and stay to those numbers once you have the system. I'm not going to go all over the charts here tonight, but I'm just saying it really momentum is not a secret. You can find out what is working and repeat it. And then when you're getting, you know, 2 out of 4 people or 3 out of 6, whatever it is, it becomes a predictable number. So if you want to make $500 a month, you just do, you know, 30 of these to get 6 of these to get 2 of these, that kind of an approach. It just do over and over and over and take the guesswork out of it. I mean, that's what I want to do, is take the guesswork out of it. And just now it just becomes a question of how many times you're willing to make that presentation. And that's up to you. And some people are willing to make 100 contacts today. Some of people, you know, are willing to make 10. Well, the numbers are going to prove out 100% of the time. Again, your personality is not what is going to win the day in network marketing. That has been my experience. I mean, I've met some amazing salespeople, and they could recruit people and they could sell people. But if they could not implement a duplicatable system into their team, they did okay, but they came nowhere near the average person who kept teaching the same system over and over and over again to his team and running that system. Does that make sense to you guys?
It does. Absolutely. I love it. Absolutely.
Is what we've been searching for. And we've been getting there, but I want everybody to know out there on this call that we're all working for this. All your leaders is doing things to see what works the simplest, to make it so simple for the young person, the person that comes in, that just needs to make a few dollars a week, you know? And then it's just like you say, you're going to get out of something what you put in it, Jim. I
understand. Right. That's right. That's right.
Well, let me ask you a question now. I know you're just getting your feet wet in this business and all that stuff, and Gemini, but what is your early impressions about Gemini? Gemini coming, what actually, you know, like, well, I know Bill and Jay drawed you here in the leaders. I mean, you've said that, but what is it about this that you just seen that connected you?
Well, I'll start with, we've already said it, the leaders, and you too, you and Laura and others that I've known in the field, that you guys, Brent, you're really assets. the field knows that. I'm going to affirm both of you. You are a gift to any company, and you've been a gift to Dynamax and all of us, and you guys are pure gold. You know, absolutely, you know, you couldn't pay either one of you to lie. You know, you won't quit. You're always up, you know. So that's a huge attraction. But to me, it is the hemp oil industry right now. That was a huge plus for me. I just see that as a, not necessarily a void, but a huge chasm of success. And I know a lot of companies right now that are jumping in this space, and that's a confirmation. It's, to me, it's like the insurance companies of the industry years ago, maybe, you know, 60 or 70 years ago. The ones that got in early and found a duplicatable system, even for insurance or aloe vera or what it is, they're icons today. These are billion-dollar companies today. And the people who got involved with those are billionaires or multi-millionaires. And I think that it's kind of the Wild West a little bit with this hemp oil industry. And I'm no expert on hemp oil. Now, I've got a son who's an expert in the medical marijuana field. He's a cloner, and he's been trying to get his conservative dad to get into this industry for years. His dad just wanted to do it legally. My son wasn't quite as discerning as I was, or discriminating years ago. We won't let that go out any further. My point is that he's been trying to convince me, and he's darn near done a good job of it, of the cannabinoid industry and the benefits of what it's doing to the body and that type of thing. So really, the industry itself, you know, and the hemp oil, that I think that is huge. I think it's an untapped market. Yes, there's competition in there. But what I want to do with all of you is to, as quickly as possible, differentiate and accentuate our uniqueness. What makes Gemini's product and our program different? You know, what is the differentiation between us and the other companies, us and the other products? And when I talk to you guys and talk to Jeff and talk to, you know, the owners, I think we've got a story that will play very well. I don't think that it's being amplified maybe the way it needs to be here and so forth. But I believe that there's things we can do to separate Gemini from the Me Toos out there. I think we're not just another hemp oil company. I don't see it that way. I think we have more to offer, not just, you know, in addition to the people, Chuck and Laura. I really think that I think our products are unique. So anyway, are you okay? You hearing me okay, Chuck?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. We can hear you.
Okay. All right. Well, that I like the compensation plan. I haven't studied it yet. I don't know exactly how to maximize it. I mean, I get compensation plans. I've designed a few, but and I like it. I like this. I like how people can, you know, make $300-$400 pretty quickly, more than cover the cost of product. That's the main thing everybody wants to do, right? Never my first thing is cover the cost of your product. And once you're doing that, I mean, you got them, right? I mean, they're in. And then you can just replicate that model over and over. And I think, again, we've got a perfect lead-in for the customer to join the company. Then it's kind of like the lights and the minnows and the fish. You know, you bring the light out and that attracts insects. The insects fall in the water, and here come the minnows, and here come the big fish to eat the minnows. You know, you got that cycle going on. Well, I see us teed up perfectly for that type of cycle, Chuck and Laura. And again, I think the you know, the future is just enormous. I can't see the end of it. I mean, it's going to be a multi-billion-dollar industry, you know, in the next 2 or 3 years. I don't see how it cannot be that. So I just think it's great timing again, great timing with the products. And I just think the clearing, you know, for sure the best days of Gemini are the years ahead. And I couldn't be more excited to be on the, you know, on the ground floor of this industry and the ground floor of a company like Gemini.
That's right, Jim. And this industry that we're in is said to grow 700% by 2020. So we're what? A year and a half away?
Not even a year and a half.
So
right.
About timing. And yes, it is. It's great. So just a couple more questions. And actually one you just kind of answered, which was what is your first order of business? And you kind of went over that. So we won't go there. But the last question that we have for you is how can we as leaders assist you?
always be honest. Tell me what you see, feel, and are hearing in your sphere of influence, whatever that is, geographically with your team. I it's like garbage in, garbage out. Don't ever tell me what I want to hear if I call you. What I've done with every company is identify, oh, it depends on the company, but at least half a dozen, we'll say 4 to 6 people that I know, like, and trust, that know, like, and trust me, and they don't go through. They're always nice. I'm always nice to them, but we don't spend 20 minutes with pleasantries. You know, I say, Tuck, Laura, how's it going, you know, in Florida? Well, Jim, it's going well in these areas, but not so well in this area. We need to, you know, shore up this area. That's the kind of input I need. If you can help me be a quick study, I want to get up to speed with all of you as quickly as possible. So I'll reach out and be touching a number of you individually and maybe some small group calls, that type of thing. But if you would nicely, nicely, I'm your friend, I'm going to be helping you. If you'll nicely tell me what you see and what you're feeling from your vantage point, and shoot it to me straight. You know, Jim, I've tried these 5 things. They didn't work, you know, but I'm trying this, you know, and based on your experience, do you think I'm on the right track? That type of thing. I like collaboration. I'm not a know-it-all. I'll bring what I've got. I want a network. Well, I am a coach. You know, I think I am a coach in network marketing. If I wasn't a coach in network marketing, I'd still be coaching 13, 14-year-old kids on how to hit a baseball. I love coaching people up, you know, sharing what I have, meeting people at their point of need and sharing what I have. That's what I want to do. And I'm just going to expect that everybody else will do the same thing, honestly. And, you know, it's that synergy. You know, 1 + 1 = 3, or, if, you know, 6 + 4 = 20, or what, you know what I'm saying? If we can mine the resources of all of you who are committed and focused, I mean, there's a great nucleus of leadership. I've already sensed that on some of the calls I've been on, talking to some of the leaders. I think we've got a team that can take us to the top, guys. And we're going to attract others, because like attracts like, right? And so, you know, that's enthusiasm contagious, but, you know, success is contagious. So it's like Jay's talking about, momentum begets momentum. But, you know, it's just getting it started and then replicating that. So that's what I'm looking for, honesty. And just, you know, let me draw from your resources, all the information you've got, you know, that you're bringing to bear on this. That would be great. One of my, you know, little adages, I've got 100 of them, but is don't look back. You're not going that way.
Right. Look out the windshield, not in the mirror.
That's right.
That's right. Because man in the mirror, look forward. We can learn from the past so we won't repeat the mistakes of the past, but don't look back. You know, we're not going, we're going forward. We're going forward. And I love our odds, guys. And so anyway, honesty, you know, support. You don't have to flower me. You know, if I'm doing some things right, you can affirm it. But if I'm doing some things wrong, tell me about those too, because we don't need to waste time, guys. You know, we don't need to replow ground. You know, if we've tried some things in the past with this company or other companies, I'm going to tell you, you know, we tried that and it didn't work so well. You know, that's what I'm going to be telling you. You know, you're going to get the best I got. You're going to get transparency. You're going to get, you know, I'm going to be very candid with you. And I'll be pumping you up. I'm a good finder, guys. I'm going to be looking for the good in the company, the good in you, because we've got a lot of good. You don't have to look very far to see a lot of good in Gemini.
Thank you, Jim. And I want to thank you for being on the call with us. We wanted to field tonight to really get to know you like we do. And we're very excited about where Gemini is going. Where all these people on this call, I can promise you, are jacked up. They know where Gemini is going. We've been here for the long haul, and it's just now getting up to where we know it will be. And anybody on this call, if you hang in there, you can read all the books you want and everything. You're going to be very successful. Just, I mean, you know our products are great and everything. And, Jim, we thank you for being on here and getting to know everybody, and we thank you for coming in this venture with us, because we know your personality compared to everybody that's on this call. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. Laura wants to go over. We do have a trip going, but Jim, you're going to have to earn this trip before long. We don't have but a month and a half for you to earn it, so we got to step it up here a little bit, okay? Laura's going to go over the trip.
No, I'm actually not going to go over the trip because I didn't get the numbers today. So I did request them, but I didn't get them. So unfortunately, I can't go over those tonight. But I promise you we'll have him on Thursday. But I do, you guys, Jim is awesome. So like he said, be honest with him. He needs to hear it from everybody and us as leaders, and every one of you on this call are leaders out there. So Jim, do you want to hand out your phone number?
Yeah, I will. I will. Here it is. Okay, it's 469-446-7743.
Okay, collaborate. Okay, so collaborate with him, guys, because you know what? Summer's over. I think everybody's kids are back in school. Summertime is, Jay was saying earlier today that, you know, when Jim and I started, it was right pre-summer, wasn't it?
Yep.
And summer's usually the slowest time. And so we've done really well over the summer. Summer's over. It's time to re-engage. Get your teams going. Everybody's doing different things from trade shows or doing things belly to belly, social media. I mean, all of those things are great, and everybody has their own things that they like to do. So let's all get re-engaged. We're ready to really work this. And welcome, Jim. We're so happy to have you here. And I'd like to reach out now to Jay Archer. Jay, do you want to come on? And do you have anything that you'd like to share with us?
You know what? First of all, Jim.
G3.
Jim, welcome aboard. Welcome back. I know everybody on this call can feel his heart. I can tell you, we are in such good hands. Something else, y'all. This is my commitment. I promise you, we will not give up ever. The only way to not be successful is to quit, and we are not going to quit. We have an amazing team. We have amazing leaders. We are not going to stop. We have a product that's changing so many lives. We got a compensation plan that makes it so easy to make money. And I'm talking make small money or make big money. We've got the compensation plan to do that and get money in people's pocket very quickly. We've got something set up. Build the power of three. Build three. Get your three. Get your customers. Your product's paid for so quickly, so easily. We're paying about 5 times more than most companies at the lower levels because we want to get money out there. It's talking about residual income that's easy to do. So you know what? Tuck, Laura, great call. Jim, glad to have you back. And I can tell you, I have never been more fired up right now. Where we talk about momentum, gets momentum. Momentum is hard to start, but it's also hard to stop once it starts. So right now we've got an opportunity to do something so incredible, an industry that's growing so rapidly. Honestly, I think we have the best product out there, the best compensation plan out there. We've got the best leaders. Right now, there's no reason for us all not to be able to change so many people's lives with health. And make enough money to where our kids don't have to work. So thank y'all for being on. Welcome back, Jim. Tuck and Laura, great job. And you got my number, 407-276-3051. Let's do this together. God bless.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hey,
y'all.
Have a great
week.
Hey, Deborah.
Bye-bye. Hey, guys.
Hey, everybody. We only see a few, but we just want to say hi to everybody.
That's all right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
God bless.
Good night, all.